Greg.
Okay. Thank you. So good morning. And we're here. We want to present certificates to our Earth Day essay contest winners. We have three winners to present to you today. I want to thank them for their participation. This is our second year that we've done this. We more than doubled the participation this year, which was really wonderful to see. It was even more difficult to try to figure out who would win this year over last year. But our judges did a wonderful job. We had volunteer judges from our AB 939 Task Force committee that volunteered to do the judging. They did a wonderful job, and I want to thank them for that. Before I present these, I'd like to thank the Board of Supervisors for the time today and for the recognition for these children and their efforts. And I want to thank Bob and Paula. Pritchard? Is that correct pronunciation? Okay. For their contribution, they actually contributed the cash prizes for these kids. And it's a wonderful thing they did. And I'd like to thank the Mariposa Gazette and the Sierra Sun-Times for helping us out as well and giving these kids much deserved recognition for their efforts and stuff. And with that, I will call them up. And I'd like to call up Bella Twiss, please. Yay. So Bella is our K through second grade first place winner in our essay contest. And Bella is also our grand prize winner for the essay contest. Okay, she did an outstanding job. Bella, this is for your first place win for that, okay? And this is for being our grand prize winner, okay, for that. And then we have an envelope here for you, okay? And then there you will find your prize money, okay? And could you stand by for 1 minute with me right here? Okay. Could I have Ava Dunleavy please come up? And Ava, I'm pronouncing that correctly, right? Okay, I don't want to mess anything up here. Ava is our third through fifth grade essay contest winner and also did a fantastic job with the essays. I was really, really impressed. And I was very glad I didn't have to decide who the winners were. And I was able to cop out and let other people do that. But this is your certificate of recognition for the wonderful work you did and effort you put into it. And this is your envelope, which contains your prize for your efforts. And I thank you for that. And then can I get Will Fontana to come up? Will is our sixth through eighth grade first place winner for his essay that he contributed, which was outstanding. And I want to thank you for that effort and stuff. We did not get any entries from the high school this year, if you want to stand by here. And Will, this is your envelope, which contains your prize in it. Anyway, I'd like to thank them all. I want to show you real quick, though, and I'll maybe let these sit around here for a little bit. But I want to give you an idea of the effort that was put forward by these children real quick. And you will see these are going to be, they're on our, if you go to the website, the county's website, go to the Solid Waste Department, and you'll find where you can connect and take a look at these. They're going to be on there, I think, along with some others that were not winning entries, but were wonderful entries and deserve some type of recognition, so we're going to make sure we get them up there. But this is our grand prize winner here, who wrote a 6-page story, completely illustrated, and just did an outstanding job, and we really appreciated that effort and stuff. And the same thing, if you look through these, the research, the effort, and the time, and the thought that was put into them was just so impressive. And really want to thank you all for taking the time to participate and do a wonderful job with us. And with that, I thank you all. Look forward to next year.